Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, October 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. When the closing bell rings on U.S. stock exchanges at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, the bulk of the day's trading is done. But now a new trading platform wants to rewrite the rules and extend stock trading to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This would actually be quite similar to cryptocurrencies. So Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies trade on many different exchanges and they trade throughout the day. There's no central authority that says when the trading hours are.
So how close is 24-hour stock trading to becoming a reality? And what would it mean for everyday investors? On today's show, our markets reporter Alexandra Osipovich will tell us more about the trading platform known as 24 Exchange and its plans for all-night trading. That's after the break.
NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
The startup trading platform called 24 Exchange is betting that after the traditional end of the trading day in the U.S., there are still plenty of investors here and overseas that might want to make adjustments to their stock portfolio based on news that happens after hours. WSJ Markets reporter Alexandra Osipovich has been following the company, and he's here to talk about it. Alex, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Alex, 24 Exchange has been busy filing a series of applications with the SEC. What are they specifically asking regulators to grant them permission to do?
24 Exchange is asking for permission to launch a U.S. stock exchange. Just like the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ stock market, they would run their own little stock exchange. And specifically, they're looking to launch a stock exchange that would have 24/7 trading. So unlike the way exchanges work right now, where they work on weekdays from 9:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m., by and large, and shut down for a lot of different weekends and holidays, 24 Exchange would want to have an exchange that runs 24/7, 365 days a year.
Okay, got it. Now, currently, people can trade stock outside the regular market hours, you know, the pre-market and post-market trading periods. How is this different?
So right now, there are some options for people who want to trade outside of standard trading hours. Starting as early as 4 o'clock in the morning, up until the market opens at 9:30, or after the close, running till as late as 8 o'clock p.m. on weekdays, you can trade in what are called the pre-market and post-market sessions. And this is something some traders do, especially people who are very keen to, you know, play news that takes place outside of normal trading hours. However, things basically shut down almost completely at 8 o'clock p.m. in the evening on weekdays and stay that way until 4 o'clock in the morning between the post-market session and the pre-market session for the next day. In addition, there is basically no trading at all on weekends and holidays.
Now, what about things like cryptocurrencies? They trade 24 hours a day. How would this compare to that?
This would actually be quite similar to cryptocurrencies. So Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies trade on many different exchanges and they trade throughout the day. There's no central authority that says when the trading hours are. So crypto trades 24/7, 365 days a year. And the idea from 24 Exchange is to basically bring that model and apply it to stocks as well.
So what would 24 Exchange's plan mean for retail investors? Would they be able to potentially take part in this all-day, all-night trading?
Yes, the vision that 24 Exchange is putting forward is that this would be a way for retail investors to trade stocks and ETFs anytime they want to. It's very common for retail investors to research stocks and do trades or at least set up trades in the evening, you know, after they're done with work. In some cases, people may want to do trades over the weekend because there's some sort of big news happening and they'd like to adjust their stock position in some way, buy or sell. You can't do that right now. And so 24 Exchange is hoping that eventually it will get approval from the SEC and then it'll become a way for retail investors to place trades in those hours.
Is there a lot of demand for this kind of 24-hour trading?
So it's a little bit of an unknown right now, but the founder of 24 Exchange says that there is an increasing demand from retail investors, because not only do you have young investors who are used to cryptocurrencies and like to trade crypto 24/7 and are used to that sort of experience, you also have a lot of investors around the world who want to trade US stocks. You have investors in Asia and Europe and other places. And they are often up and trading outside of U.S. Business hours.
You know, it sounds like this might mean some sleepless nights, not only for people who work on Wall Street, but people who keep a close eye on their stock portfolio.
Yeah, there are definitely people who do not like this idea. There are a lot of professional traders who work in the markets, and they really like the fact that the market basically shuts down at 4 o'clock and they can put away their things, go home and relax for a while. So if there is a shift to 24/7 trading, it's going to make their lives more complicated. Now, as for individual investors, things will change for them. Right now, individual investors will often do their stock research at night or in the evening because they work during the day. So it's very common right now for these small investors to figure out that they want to place a trade and queue up an order overnight. But the order only gets executed at 9:30 in the morning. If 24 Exchange gets approved and 24/7 stock trading becomes a reality, then they wouldn't have to wait till 9:30 in the morning. They could just do their research, place the trade right away, overnight.
Okay, so you mentioned some people on Wall Street aren't crazy about this idea, but are there any other potential concerns about 24-hour trading that have been raised?
So one of the biggest concerns about 24-hour trading is that there may not be enough liquidity in the overnight hours when people are asleep and when, you know, institutions have shut down for the day. And by that, I mean, basically, there might not be enough participation in the markets to allow sort of for steady pricing. Ideally, in a marketplace, you want to have a lot of traders who are out there ready to trade, to buy and sell. If you don't have enough people, then you get these weird effects where prices are just kind of volatile and behave in sort of a funny way. Currently, in the pre-market and post-market sessions that exist today, liquidity is not great, and prices tend to be somewhat volatile as a result. You can imagine that if you pioneered overnight trading after 8 o'clock p.m. or trading over the weekends, you might have similar problems with liquidity.
And just to be clear, if 24/7 trading does come to pass, would that only be available for companies listed on 24 Exchange?
No. 24 Exchange isn't planning to become a listing exchange. Right now, most of the big stocks that you hear about are listed either on the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ, but that listing doesn't mean that trading has to happen on that exchange. Another exchange, a non-NYSE, non-NASDAQ exchange, there are a number of independent exchanges, they are welcome to trade stocks that are listed on the NYSE or NASDAQ.
So, Alex, has this been tried before? Have the big exchanges like the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ ever pursued 24-hour trading?
The big exchanges have not pursued 24-hour trading. It's been talked about, but none of the big incumbent exchanges have seriously tried to do it.
All right. So when is the SEC expected to decide on 24 Exchange's request?
So getting a new exchange approved is a somewhat long and involved process. 24 Exchange still needs to finalize its application for a stock exchange license. A decision from the SEC on whether to approve or reject it would likely come sometime next year.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Alexander Osipovich. Alex, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.